Right now, as you turn up your thermostat across Lubbock, you're doing a lot more than just warming up your living room. You are projecting this massive heat signature into the cold air.
Right. It's like a thermal lighthouse beam.
Exactly. It signals thousands of unseen pests exactly where to go to survive the winter.
Well, we are your bug out pest control experts, and today's deep dive is all about the Autumn Shield. We're looking at a guide dedicated to fortifying Lubbock homes against fall infestations.
Yeah, our mission here is to dissect exactly how these invaders exploit the microscopic flaws in your house and, what you can actually do to stop them.
It really changes how you view just turning on the heater, doesn't it?
Oh, totally. To us, it's just getting comfortable. But to stink bugs, Asian lady beetles, and rodents, it's a biological imperative.
Yeah, when that autumn temperature drops, their survival depends on finding warmth. They literally track the heat leaking from your window frames and your roof fence.
And you've got an incredibly diverse guest list doing this too. I mean, it's not just mice.
No, not at all. We're talking termites, several wasp species, armyworms. They all converge in your foundation. They use those thermal gradients to navigate straight toward the tiny gaps in your siding.
So the house goes from being just an obstacle in their environment to an active target, like a VIP invitation turning your cozy home into a five-star winter resort.
That is a great way to put it. And if you see, like, a stink bug clinging to the inside of your window pane, your first instinct is usually just annoyance, right?
Like, get this thing out of my house.
Yeah, but the reality is that visible bug is actually the lucky one for you. Spotting that one means there's a breach. The far bigger threat comes from the pests that are actively avoiding the light.
Wait, really? So the ones we don't see are the main issue.
Absolutely. What's fascinating here is the fundamental behavioral shift that happens in autumn. During the summer, pests are mostly just foraging for food.
Right, they come in, grab a crumb, and leave.
Exactly. But in the fall, they are seeking structural refuge. They want to integrate into the actual bones of your house. Yeah, termites start silently eating load-bearing supports. Rodents build nests deep inside the wall insulation. And beetles just rapidly multiply in the dark, undisturbed corners of your attic.
Okay, let me push back on the detection side of this, though.
Sure.
If these invaders are evolutionarily programmed to hide, to literally eat the house from the inside out in complete darkness, how do you practically spot the warning signs before the wall just caves in?
Well, you have to shift your perspective. You have to look for the byproducts of their excavation. It's almost never the pest itself.
Okay, so what are we looking for then?
It might be a tiny, unexplained pile of sawdust near a baseboard,
Mm-hmm.
or a faint grease smudge along the bottom trim of a hallway where a rodent repeatedly rubs its fur.
Ugh, a grease smudge. That's gross.
Right. Or it's feeling a sudden draft from a window frame just because the sealant has been chewed through to make room for a nest.
Okay, let's unpack this defense strategy. The guide outlines building this autumn shield. And obviously, it involves sealing those entry points around pipes and doors and, keeping the kitchen impeccably clean.
To eliminate the food source, huh?
Right. But it also emphasizes landscaping. A tree branch scraping against your roof isn't just a yard maintenance issue, it's a physical bridge.
Oh, for sure. It lets pests completely bypass your ground defenses and just walk straight into your attic.
Which brings us to the core preventative measure, which is professional inspections. But the guide specifically notes the absolute best time to schedule this isn't in the fall.
No, it's much earlier in the year, preferably in the spring.
Wait, I have to challenge that logic. If the primary threat is pests trying to escape the cold in the fall, why would I do an inspection in the spring when bugs are focused on being outside?
Because if we connect this to the bigger picture of pest life cycles and home maintenance, the spring approach is actually brilliant.
How so?
Spring is when weather damage from the previous winter is fresh. Wood has expanded and contracted, creating brand new microscopic fissures.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, if you wait until fall to look for those cracks, the temperature drop has already happened. The invasion is already underway. Catching those vulnerabilities in the spring lets you seal the breaches while the pests are completely uninterested in your house.
That makes total sense. So, what does this all mean for you? The overarching takeaway is that professional pest control is an ongoing defense mechanism.
Right, not just a panicked reaction to a cold snap.
Exactly. You have to secure the perimeter before the heat signature of your home becomes a beacon.
And it leaves you with something to really mull over. If these organisms are so evolutionarily adept at detecting a microscopic thermal leak just to survive the winter,
Yeah.
what other hidden structural vulnerabilities in our living spaces are we completely ignoring until it's too late?
A chilling thought for a cozy season. Don't let your house become a winter resort for the local insect population. For professional help, call Bug Out at 806-630-2878.